I guess I've always had a love for the outdoors, David. When I was a boy, which was probably about when Noah was around, I did those usual sorts of things, got into the Scouts and the Duke of Edinburgh Award Scheme and things like that. But then with the busyness of life and the family, that took my attention. And when I placed a son over in America and a daughter in London, I found I had the time to get out there again and enjoy it.
Yeah, well, I know from first-hand experience you've climbed many mountains in the Canberra region. What do you appreciate when you get to the top?
You'd have a memory, David, of coming up Mount Nemadji with me, which I've done just recently for the fourth time to celebrate my birthday. I go up there with a group of friends and we have lunch and walk back. Look, you can see in the natural and you can see in the spiritual the subalpine tops in Nemadji. They are the ones above the tree line. You can just swing around and get a 360 degree view of the valleys and the hills below. That's fantastic. I suppose there's a parallel with life. You bash through the scrub to get up to that top, and you have that mountaintop experience and view. And that's often what life is about: bashing through the hard things.
That's right.
And getting to those mountaintop experiences with the Lord.
Yep. When you're up there, what thoughts run through your mind of what you've been through?
I thank God that He's helped me with the navigation and I've got there, and all in one piece, and the mates all in one piece, and will we get home in time?
Yeah.
David, I see God in creation, in nature. And it's just a wonderful way, in comparison with suburban and work life. It's just wonderful to get out there and enjoy it.
Yep. In your own personal life, you've probably had a few hiccups or horrendous times, I could probably say. How have you viewed them as you come through the other end of it?
Yeah. There's that scripture about God picking us up out of the miry clay, and I've been there several times, and I suppose I'll be there again. There's always the knowledge, having gone through that a few times, that is the time, if we just hang in with our faith, that God will rescue us. You know, we can hardly say we have faith when it's not really tested. Our faith is for those hard times, those, to bring it back to bushwalking, those scrub bashing times,
yep,
to get us up onto the mountain peaks.
Right. Now, you've also been walking through some of the valleys in the Nemadji National Park. What's in the valleys?
Lots of different things, David. Look, again, on the natural, I love going around now that I have some sources of information, and visiting the signs of use and historical use, both European use and in indigenous use. And it's rather incredible that somewhere you've walked before where you feel as though you might have been the first person to put there, you suddenly realise that a pile of stones is all that's left of the shepherd's cottage, and so on.
Quite interesting, some of these old sites, pile of stones, piles of broken glass, or some of the old bushfire or campfire there. I've come across a few.
Yeah, you know, it was someone's life, someone's base, and I think it's important to respect that.
What do you think we can learn from history?
I don't think we learn that well. I think we can learn consequences, but probably at a national level, and certainly, well, speaking for myself, at an individual level, I don't learn that well. Hopefully I do, and I mean, I guess that's what our sanctification is all about, us becoming more Christ-like. We make a mistake, and as long as we truly repent, we know from both the history and our own life, from the history in Scripture, that a loving and forgiving God is there to pick us up and to give us another chance.
Another chance, another guidance, helping hand, that sort of thing?
Yeah. Just another opportunity to grow and become more Christ-like.
Right. Mm. Yep. Have you had any close calls with your Maker over the years?
Yes, David, I think the one that comes most readily to mind is in 2003 in the bushfires. We happened to live in Duffy, and by the time my wife had called me down off the roof, by the time our car out in the street had blown up, by the time the front garden and the front of the house was starting to get alight and the back also, we came fairly close to our Maker as we went to the shower, turned the water on, cuddled each other and the dog, and actually it's remarkable how calm one can be. We just said, well, to each other, you know, Dale, we've had a great life and Lord, here we come. But it wasn't quite our time and we were able to get out.
You blame God for that loss that you occurred there?
Definitely not. And look, it's interesting, there's that scripture in Romans that talks about all things working for good. And so out of the terrible things of the fire, and look, I don't want to minimise that, we didn't lose our house, our neighbour lost his house, within view of our place there were five or six places that had to be rebuilt. But for us, we were able to purchase a new car which was more suitable for my wife's needs. We were able to redesign the garden and so on. I mean, they might be small things, but in every tragedy, you've got to look for the good things.
Yeah, indeed, in every tragedy, God is always there. Well, we're having a little bit of a break at the moment. I'm talking with Pastor John Evans from the Parkway Church in Canberra. So stay with us, or we'll just hear this song from Original Liberty called Silence.
Thank you.
chat with Pastor John Evans from Parkway Church. And John, there's several things in the world that we as Christians may wonder what on earth he's doing here. I think about snakes. What's your Christian view of snakes?
Keep away from them.
Absolutely. You got any other thoughts about snakes?
Well, you know, God created them, so and I understand our fault of laws protect them, so keep away from them.
Yes.
And wear your gaiters.
That's right. Sounds like pretty good advice. We may not know the answer to why snakes are here, but advice is keep away from them. John, the Good Samaritan story. What do you like about that?
Service to others, I think. I guess I'm gifted and called as a pastor to serve others, and I see the Good Samaritan having the time to do that at a one-to-one level. Others passed him by, but he was there to make a difference, and I think it says to us that each of us as an individual can make that difference.
Do you consider it a valuable service as compared to, say, just plain preaching, or is it for different people?
Every service is valuable. A well-preached message is wonderful. A service that to someone that's not seen by anyone else. Remember the scripture that says, "Don't let our left hand know what our right hand's doing," and the scriptures that talk about our rewards being in heaven. Every service, every act of kindness, everything done in that manner is of equal value.
Excellent. Is there any mountain in the ACT you haven't climbed yet?
I don't think so. I'm a great list ticker, David.
Yeah.
And so a couple of years ago I got hold of a list. I think there are about 35 named hills anyway.
Yeah.
Above 1400 metres, and I needed to tick off that list, so I went to each one of them.
Well done. Right. One Way FM is a Christian radio station. What's your thoughts about Christian radio?
I think it was as I was coming over in the car, I heard an ad for the station that talked about this is mission, this is evangelising. We shouldn't forget that there is equal need for sharing the good news in our own hometown, in our own home city, as there is in another country. And so One Way FM fills that role. I think it fills a prophetic role. I think the good news about Jesus Christ needs to be put out there. And what One Way FM does is share that good news in a way that it leaves it open to the listeners to respond. It's not Bible bashing. It's presenting the good news of Jesus Christ and leaving it to the listener to respond.
We're also situated here in the nation capital. Do you see a part that we can play in as a Christian radio station in the nation's capital?
Certainly there is, David. I think the capital of every nation, the seat of government, is an extremely important spiritual place, and we shouldn't sell ourselves short that we all have been placed to live in Canberra and can influence. And I guess that's what it's all about, for each of us to rise in the area of gifting or speciality that we have to influence our nation for God. And so you and the other folk here at One Way FM are doing exactly that. I mean, who knows? A federal or a territorial politician might be driving home right now listening to this station.
Finally, John, how can others get involved in stomping all over God's creation with you?
I guess one of the things, David, I like to do is to share my bushwalking experiences. There are those that can't get out, so to provide them an opportunity. So I run a little blog. I suppose the easiest way to get to it is to Google or to use your search engine looking for Johnny Boy's Walkabout blog. But there are a couple of ways. I run a last Sunday afternoon of the month walk. That's a relatively easy walk on the urban fringe, and members of the public join us, members of Parkway Church join us, members of the Canberra Bushwalking Club join us. The other thing I've been involved in this year is, in fact this year is the is a focus on the ACT borders as part of the centenary of Canberra celebrations, because it was in fact 100 years ago that the border survey started. So in conjunction with the ACT government, we ran during the year three talk and walk sessions along various parts of the borders, where we had a historian talk, and myself and other members of the Canberra Bushwalking Club guided members of the public to have a look, to enjoy that area. So a couple of ways, just have a look on my blog, and if anything interests anyone, get in touch with me.
And that blog again was?
Well, probably the easiest way
is
Johnny Boy's Walkabout blog.
Right. Well, thanks very much for that, John. I've just been having a chat with Pastor John Evans from Parkway Church. Thanks very much, John.
It's been a real pleasure. I'll take up any opportunity, David, to evangelise for bushwalking and to evangelise for the kingdom.
Thanks, John. Right, coming up next, we've got very shortly our Life and Faith segment with One Way FM. It's 29 past 5.
One Way FM is not a church. It's a mission right here in Canberra. As we broadcast the message of hope and life in Jesus to Canberra and the surrounding region, we are on a mission to the lost. We're also here to build bridges in Canberra's Christian community. We support Canberra's churches to encourage listeners to get along to a church and to help promote your church events. Right now, we need the churches to support the only Christian radio station in Canberra. We need your help. Raise the One Way FM agenda in your church by talking to your pastor, or consider being a One Way FM representative. It's all part of One Way.